looking for in the program. That's always fine. Prepared an issue to a some of the FIFA, the page, I and A. Very bad for the first column. He said it's too out of course, even FIFA. Shane of Shoes Arsenal. Woo! Okay. Let's get that away. Now we're going through the Inyanim of what an owner may do or may not do. We discussed yesterday the issue of the difference between Sheva, Al-Tas, and Kumza Asay as being a very important criterion. Now, an Onain presumably is part of the mitzvah of Sukkah. Let's say, the Sukkah a couple of years ago, the pashtus there is not, and therefore it's only a chiyah to sit in Sukkah, and therefore if you're an Aninus, you don't have to sit in the Sukkah, you can eat in the house. So the Bikur Yaakov says, what if a person's in the Sukkah and he finds out never let somebody pass away? He's not required to run out of the Sukkah. He'll have to stay in the Sukkah and then make his phone calls from there. However, the Divrei Sofer to something I don't agree with. He says, this is in the section, is at the bottom, Kuf Samach Beis, again, Shimon Shinman Aleph. Oh, another important announcement. Whoever wants to say the Divrei Sofer, I'm told that our show elevation, you can get it through your wholesale for mere $24 for two volumes. It's worth it for sure. So, what is it? Okay. So you see? So, can't top our show elevation. So maybe on our sheet that's going around, one of the sheets, we'll make a different sheet. Trying to make a different piece of paper. So whoever wants to order it, it's certainly a worthwhile paper to have. It's so much information chock full of, and we said it's 99% right. So, it's certainly worthwhile getting hold of this paper. Okay? So if we can actually probably get it up before Shabbos if we place an order today. So it's a good idea. So after that free commercial, it says over here, I want to argue with it. It's a 1%. The Chorin near the, it's talking about the Bikur Yaakov says, the Tafrei Shmev, the Cotton, Yutet, I think it is, that you don't have to go into the sukkah. The Chorin Niri writes in the bottom of Kuf Samach Beis, the Kiyagat Mechayav Lishor V'sukkah, V'osu L'alotin Misham V'sarachim. You go back to its Sheva Tazakum V'asei criterion, and says, all right, you don't have to go into the sukkah if you're in the house, but once you're in the sukkah, you're not allowed to leave. That's completely false, in my opinion. Completely false. Because you're part of the sukkah. If there were an iser which you would violate when you'd leave the sukkah, then maybe he's right. Maybe that's going without nahalach. But if someone is always only a chiyuv to sit in the sukkah and you have no such chiyuv, so why can't you leave? You can't do something which is intrinsically wrong, because I say, maybe you can't eat in the time of tzibur you mentioned yesterday. So what am I doing? I'm going outside of the sukkah, so I'm not in the kind of mitzvah to say of sukkah, but there is no mitzvah to say to someone who's an aninus. So he has dainty, it's poshut, and he's allowed to leave the sukkah, for sure. That's what I think. Oh, what about tzitzit? Tzitzit. He has over here the very next sip cotton. He says, if you're wearing tzitzit, the average person wears tzitzit, he never can find out that someone passed away. You're not required to take to remove the tzitzit. You're not required to remove the tzitzit. Okay? Are you allowed to remove the tzitzit? In my opinion, the answer is yes again. You want to remove the tzitzit, you give them to hay. I think so. Have a question. He quotes the Rabbi Shlomo Zalman in Minchas Shlomo, something incredible. It's in Simon Tadi Aleph, the Kotten Chof Hei, Os Gimel. For an Onain, it's permitted Nebuch, and they get up the morning of the Levi, Nebuch, Rachman of Islam, gets up to the Levi, and he's so used to doing what he's doing every morning. What is it? Every morning he gets up in the morning, and he puts on his undergarment, and he never knows. What the first thing you do, you put on your Tadi's cotton over the undershirt. It's a habit. So the Shlomo Zalman said, you're allowed to do it. Why? Because it's only a habit. Huh? Not a habit to make a shahakol? I mean, it's not a habit that we have. The dinner is not to break the habit and focus completely on Torah Chameis. I don't understand. Shlomo Zalman's lashon quoted here is, Kevin Shekach Dakel, Luzmosh Tomer, also Malbush, Choshev Raka, Osev Mitzvah Machshava, to let's make Klavish of Tegiyah B'Kvot Ameis. I don't know. I don't understand this one. I don't understand? Okay. But I can't blame the difference. So, he's just quoting. This is part of the 99%, not the 1%. Just quoting the Rosh Hashanah Bazaar. I don't understand that. Right, sir. Next thing he talks about is Ner Chanukah. I have to see the Mishnah Berurah, Siman Tav Resh Ayin. In the Mishnah Berurah, where he says, I think it's a Kod Nid Beis, if a person is Dar Yechidi, he should light Ner Chanukah. There's someone else in the house, someone else light it. If you're by yourself, you have to light Ner Chanukah. I don't understand how this is possible. How can you say such a thing? Ner Chanukah is a mitzvah to mitzvah fully, and only this part that we call a mitzvah. So what's going on over here? He quotes over here on the bottom, even by Purim. Purim is a shayla that we spoke about it in the past, what kind of status Purim has. Is Purim a yontif? Is it not a yontif? Is there a Kabbalah? Is there a Velas? Is there no Velas? Is there a Adinus? Is there no Adinus? No, that's Purim. So he quotes that some say that Purim, you're not an owner at night. So Chanukah, you're not an owner at night. What kind of comparison is that? First of all, Purim, we may not even pass in that way. Purim is the Mishnah of Sinukh of the Yontif, to some extent, you know, it's a full Yontif, but there's something there. Whereas Chanukah, it's a weekday. You say hello, well, but it's a weekday. And if I thought that an owner should not light Ner Chanukah, even if he's the only one in the house. Now I'll take all the questions. Yes? We spoke about it in the Bible.
Can I
explain it? I don't see how to explain it then.
The only person has to be in house
tonight.
He's doing it on behalf of the house.
I understand, but the house is no. You must say, which is a bias. You mean that someone in the household has to fulfill. He's the only one in the household. Is if we call a chovas a bias. He has no chiyum at all. Not chovas bias, not chovas. I don't think so. Yes. Right. Very nice. It'd be a very nice idea to see it, but I'm the guy that the owner is supposed to be called a business. I don't see it. Yes. Mezuzah. Well, I mean, he moved into a house for just that day and there's no mezuzah there. He also be part, I think. He's a cover to buy. Oh, yeah. No one took down mezuzah. Chatz v'shal. What about Purim? We already spoke about it in the past. The Shulchan Aruch writes in the Siman, Tafresh Tzad Vav, Siv Zayin, that your mutter bebotter v'yayin. We spoke about this before in our original discussion. That we just made reference to a minute ago. And then, although the Shulchan Aruch writes, you mutter b'bosa v'yayin, the Magen Avraham, in that same siman, Tafresh Tzadivov, Shivkotten Tesvov, the distinction between day and night, as we mentioned just a moment ago. And the point over here is, that it says by day it's mutter b'bosa v'yayin because it's same as Divrei Kabbalah simcha. The word simcha is found in Tanakh. But at night there's no chiyuv. We all know there's no chiyuv to drink at night, right? Right? There's no chiyuv to drink for a night. Probably also to drink too much certainly for a night. Okay. So therefore, mutter b'bosa v'yayin. The Pitzchei Tshuva here in Sifkot Yud Aleph quotes the Shav HaKohen. Of the fall hamburger. He says, the shoes of Shava Kohen, Herf was ever hella, Shaonin, Oster, the boss, the yayin for him. He had the guts to argue with the Shulchan Aruch. He said, what is this going on over here? And that's how we thought in our original analysis. What do you mean? It's Nathan Mutal of Fonim, it's Mutal of Malacha, so who cares what kind of other status it has? The reason why Shabbos and Yatta don't know I need this is because you can't do anything, not because of any other reason. And probably you're unrestricted to argue in the Shulchan Aruch. That's what he said. Nothing to do with Avelis, because Shami and Moshech. He asked to see him at 7th Moshe. He's bothered by this kasha, it's a gewaldic kasha. So in Tif Aleph, at 7th Moshe, he writes like this. Look. There's a Beferish Apostle in the Megillah. It says, Mishnah V'Simcha. So therefore, after 10th bit, so therefore, you can't have a status of Aninus. Nu, and on Yontif, and on Yontif. Well, Yontif is different. Why is Yontif? We possibly be on Yontif if a person is also with Tochei Ameis. So the Shabbat time is against Purim. You can not to wait till the end of Yontif or end of Shabbos or Yontif Sheni or Yontif Ayin Egoi. Like this, Yontif. There's no explicit pasuk which tells you that you have faith and cannot be done. Right? Talking about starting from the perspective of Hesper. Mishnah v'simcha asas Hesper, pasuk mafurish. Yontif? Not the simcha of Yontif which prevents it. Yontif would be also b'lavach. Why? Because it's Ikri Moed. Even Rosh Chodesh Ikri Moed, you can't make any Hesper. So therefore what? Therefore, only in the unique case of Purim, with a special pasuk of Mishnah v'simcha, which is critical, so that's why the special halacha in the Shulchan Aruch Tafresh Tadivav Sim Zayin is Mutav Basav V'Yayin. Because the refrain from Basav V'Yayin would be against the direct pasuk of Simcha. When it comes to Yom Tov, it's not a direct pasuk, it would be a different pasuk, whatever it is, to me it's a big, it's a far reach on Yom Tov. I thought it's more logical to assume what we did in the previous Urim, that this day in the Shulchan Aruch and Tafresh Tadivav Zayin is working with an assumption. No Avelus, no Aninus. We went with the smack, with the whole business that we went through before. And therefore, it's interesting, in that very same simon, there is a Yeshamim, it's not quite a Chav and Ramo, actually, if you had different opinions, is there Avelus of Purim or not? We'll try to get to it later, when we talk about Avelus and Yontif. It seems to me that the day which is maintaining that there's no Mutal Bust of the Yayim and Yontif is working with the assumption that there's no Avelus on Purim, which is the Ramo against the Machada, but they essentially calls both days. So it seemed to me. Okay. Fine. We already discussed this issue about his own name being Osir B'Talmud Torah on Shabbat. Right? Big Machlok at Aposkin. Pashtus, it should be Osir. Right? We said before that an own name, depends how you learn. If an own name is Mutter B'Kol Dini Avelis, then it should be Mutter B'Talmud Torah. The onen is also because dinei avelus, separate the double b'sahesya, even after the kavura came in, but Talmud Torah is also should be sinner, so it's not even before the kavura. The fact that so many, as I said, of the Bali Atosis indicate that it was the Osir shows, when the Rosh is saying time and again, that dinei of avelus do not apply to aninus, since aninus b'chod, avelus b'chod, and it's all the avelus is gotten within the rabbanim. There are others who presumably would also agree that Avelis is the Rabbana, but nonetheless would maintain that the halacha of Avelis begins from the mitzvah and not from the kfura. So I understood the Ramon in the Shite, as we had mentioned before. What about Abdullah? Let's mention Abdullah. I asked you to see the Rosh in Brachas, but since you all don't have it, let's at least see one sheet in the Mordechai and Simin Tav Kuf Lamed. Okay, open the Gemara. It's always on time. Someone walks in, the Gemara should be open. Tough, Kuf Lamed. Misha Meisla Meis B'Shabbos, page 46 of this one. Misha Meisla Meis B'Shabbos, Lo Nikvad Namokon, Lo Yazal B'Motoy Shabbos. Okay. Fine. Uviyom HaMokros, Liyachas Shenikvah Meisla, also Lecha Sheyavdol. Liyachas Megazola, the next day. Fine. This is what the quote of the Maram. The Maram says, Rabbi Rutenberg, you make a zola on Sunday. No, why not? Why not? Well, the Rosh of Brachas, I answered to see Perek Gimel Simon Beis, quotes that Rabbeinu Yehuda is your potter. Why? Because Mor Chagiga, that says, your potter the first day on there, which is the Iker day, you couldn't walk, and then you got better, your potter the entire Yontif. What's the rule? If your potter in Iker is Mano, your potter in Tashlumin. So what's the Machlokes? We pass you make Abdullah until Tuesday evening, until Shkia. What's the Pshat? It's the Pshat that the Abchir Abdullah is when it's Motzei Shabbos. And from Sunday morning until Tuesday afternoon, it's Tashlumin. He a potter is completely Motzei Shabbos because it was before the Kvura. So the Meli cannot make it up between Sunday morning and Tuesday afternoon. That she does of any Yehuda. And the Maram says, no. It's man for Abdullah is what they call Buster Shabbos Monsach. You can make Abdullah the whole time from Mother Shabbos from Tuesday afternoon. Straight. That's not considered to be in the category of Tashlum. That's a machlok. Oh, yes.
Maybe that the Machlokes is also that since
through?
Not necessarily. You know, if the chiyuv is a chiyuv, which no particular moment is any more significant than the other. It's just the chiyuv to do within 3 days. So the fact that you were potter the first moment, Pashtus would not make you potter if the chiyuv sets in later on. Unless it's Tashmuna for the first moment. Yes? So how do we pass in the Shaila? No. How do we pass in the Shaila about Abdullah? What it say? Was it on the Ma'am Makana? Somewhere? No? Not in there? No, it wasn't on the Ma'am Makana? About Abdullah? I think we passed in the Lachal. Yeah, I think we passed. You do make Abdullah. We make Abdullah. Okay, good. Fine. So, it's an interesting din here in the Aruch HaShulchan. In the Aruch HaShulchan, this is in Simen Shin Mem Aleph, Sif Yudzayin. It relates to something which is in the Pesach Tshuva. What happened? Pesach Tshuva A. Everyone open up the Pesach Tshuva A. What does it say? Birchas Hamazon, right? An owner is part of Birchas Hamazon. Incorrect. Incorrect. Lo nirakein. The cave in the Bishas Achila Vasia Sarah of Potter, Aino Khal of Khil. Oh. As we said to Rebbe Yehuda, and I feel that Tov is a Tzorach Ba'ad because she is Boer, the other nation is Man Chiyuva Nimshech as a Yom Dal, it's straight, not such woman. Masha Enke and Be'elu Shachiyah Be'en Ela B'shas Maisem, V'chein Nira Le'ikil Ledina, V'raya Brura, Yimom and Avram, Simen Ayin Aleph, Tzitkot and Aleph Ayin Shom. This is the Orach HaShulchan, Simen Shin Mem Aleph, end of Sif, Yud Zayin. What happened in Mogan Avraham? What's this? Anybody look it up? Who looked it up? No one looked it up. There it says that you're a potter from Birchas HaShachar. It says that the Birchas HaShachar, the Ikar Mechayev is the morning of the dawn, the crack of dawn, and the rest of the day is Tashlumin. Those who argue in the Mogan Avraham say that they're, no, it's a Birchas HaShachar means all day. Even the Bavan Aram agrees the Pasuk say by Birchas HaTorah and the three Shalom Asanis. I don't have to elaborate. The three Shalom Asanis, we assume the Chiyuv of the whole day. It's not like other things, you know, in the morning, the Sechvi Binas in the morning, you know, and the Pokeh Chiyuv is in the morning, and the Amish Rum is in the morning. So things are intrinsically all day. So the Ringin Araya, that whenever the Chiyuv is intrinsically all day, you're Chayev, and whenever it's the first minute, you put the subsequent things. He says the same thing applies to Asher Yotzer and to Birchas Hamazon. The Aruch HaShulchan is correct. Okay. Let's go a little bit further than that. Some other random, we made some random horrors in Dinei Aninus, which again mostly based on Shulchan Aruch and Pesach Tshuva. We mentioned, and then it's again important in here, please open up the Shulchan Aruch Shin Mem Aleph, you'll see the Shach. The Shach, Tzitkot and Vav, the Tash, Tzitkot and Beis, they say the same thing basically. The Mechaba the Lashon, Eino Meitzer Ve'Ochel. Says the Shach, Tirish Ala Shulchan, O Ala Mita. You're not supposed to eat sitting at a chair at a table in a normal fashion. A normal fashion. Okay? But you look in Rashi in Brachos of Yizayin and Mebeis, Rashi says, Eino Meitzer, you shouldn't sit there like you do at Pesach. You shouldn't sit there, Meitzer Al Sido At Smolet. So how come the Shach and the Taz are against Rashi? Well, the answer is Poshut. The answer is you're not supposed to sit in the most comfortable fashion that you're accustomed to all the time. Someone's an Aninus has to demonstrate in his eating habits that he's not living a normal life. How do you do that? So, in the old days when they used to eat regularly, leaning down the left side, so you stood up straight at the table, that's already considered to be a category of Aninus. But with Zman HaZad, no one eats from lying down anymore. So now for us to do a shiur, we have to, instead of eating normally at a table, just sit back a little bit, just in a somewhat changed way. Okay? Somewhat changed way. Where does the idea come from? Look at Rabbi Akiva Eger. Rabbi Akiva Eger, Ainul Mesiv, Ayin Arachayim Simatov Kuf Nun Beis Zayin, Uvamogan Avram, this carton Zion. Tells you to look there. What does it say there? It says over there, that the Lechabah caused the Minik to sit on the floor by Sudam Afsek. By Sudam Afsek. The Mogan Avram there explains, yep, based on this sin, ain't a Mesis. Ah, ain't a Mesis. This don't recline. That the Mogan Avram, this is so. That for us, unless you sit on the floor, it's not Niko that it's a Suda Shepola. It's a lowly kind of a meal. Sudam Afsek. You just sit in a chair, you always want to sit on a chair. So therefore we have to sit on the floor. That's the pshat. That's the pshat. Alright? Because of this, you wouldn't have to sit on the floor. Mamash, you'd be able to sit on a chair without a table. But, you know, sort of have seconds, we're more makpa to sit on the floor, those of us who have the opportunity. And those who don't, just sit on a chair away from the table. And so too in the situation of Anivis. We're going to be discussing, Mr. Shem, the game plan. I don't know if we're going to be able to fill the game plan, is that we're going to, after we finish the sugi and ksubis, then we're going to go to the second half of this initial mamakomashi, which are talking about the Easter of Kibbutz and the Easter of Yeshiva on a chair. And in both cases, we're going to try to tie it in to the laws of Tisha B'Av in 9 days, coming up soon. And then we'll try to go through the other Dini Avelis and try to tie them into the laws of Tisha B'Av, because they're again related. And then, I want to spend a few days before Tisha B'Av, because it's turning Hitzchak Tisha B'Av straight, which is once and for all, know what the Dini Avelis are, and this is so much related to Halachas Avelis. Whether we can fulfill this plan in the next 2 weeks, I don't know. But we'll attempt to do so. Yes. Oh, very good, very good. An excellent point. An excellent point. An excellent point. What happened to the din of Eino Ochel Kol Tofer? Mechaber left it out. He left it out. Not here. Not here. So the Beis Yosef says the Poskim left it out. You know why? Because it's implicitly against our Gemara. When our Gemara says Eino Ochel Basar and Shosu Yayin and doesn't throw in this extra chumrah of Eino Ochel Kol Tofer, the Mashmos is the Bab is against Yerushalmi. I mentioned to you before that the reason why, one of the reasons why we don't fulfill it often in the Mechaber, to sit on the floor, right? The Farish Din comes from the Ramban, comes from the Sefer Snopa, right? The someone who's in Aninus, in the Sifei, also the issue of Alishan Agari Bita, you look queer, sit on the floor and sleep on the floor. So it says, how come we don't keep it? But could be again, I mentioned to you before that in the Bab is Mashan Abrawe. And the Mesa Ve'ochel means that only for during Achille you can't sit normally, otherwise you can. Again, this is similar to what the Beis Yosef said with respect to Eino Ochel Kol Tofer. And I mentioned the Gesher Achayim were 2 weeks instead of the floor. I don't know what that means. This one looks pretty strong. But that's another possibility to explain this thing. Yes? That's the Kuach Nefesh. And only it's had Mechuyav to save lives. Absolute. Absolute. Okay? Okay. The Kuach Nefesh is Doch, Dine Vanina too. Kol Dachnes, it's Doch everything. It's Doch, that too. Alright. Fine. Let's discuss for a moment something very interesting as far as davening is concerned. We pass in the Tzitzit Shulchan Aruch that an onain does not daven, is not allowed to daven during the week, but on Shabbos, in fact, he is required to daven. When does Shabbos begin and when does Shabbos end? Let's discuss that in detail. What kind of silly question is that? We know when it begins and ends. You have to look on the Luach. Well, take a look over here. In the Chidushim of Biurim of Ephraim Zalman Margolius, in the back. Please turn if you don't. Well, you know what? You can see the Pesach Tshuva. Look at Pesach Tshuva, it's cut into Chav Beis. Let's look there. Let's start with it. Everyone has a Pesach Tshuva. You're familiar with on the Ma'am of Kermit. Let's start there. Wasn't this cut into Chav Beis? To the very end. Yeshua left in on and called him Shabbos, who part of Emily is Spalil. It's too late to do a Kfura. He says, that's only up to Shani, whatever. The Kitza, but I'll call, you're an Onan, you get the impression of the Pitzkachum, end of Chavez, you're an Onan right up until Shabbos. That's what it sounds like. However, one can argue that's different. Because here we can say that it's so close to Shabbos. That's some odor. You know, someone, let's say for example, was taking care of the maid. Guess what happened? A blackout. Have you ever a blackout? Have you ever Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday? So there's a blackout all of a sudden, and then the person can't do anything. So you're not going to say at that moment in time there's a blackout, they can't move, that something is going to say Krishna. Oh, great idea. It's dark, it's blackout, they say Krishna. No. It's a fluke. This happens to be a fine at a time when any minute of life may go on and whatever. There's no thing like that. But when it comes so close to Shabbos, it's arguable that the Shabbos already is gathering in. It's already close enough to Shabbos. It's close enough to Shabbos that you would have to daven. Take for example, and now go back to, let me show you in the Chiddushin of the Urim in the back of the page 404 in the standard Shulchan Aruch. It starts over here. Tez Zayin. Meis, Berav Shabbos, Eif Mincha. Vinnin Sheyesh, the Korba of the Korba of Shabbos, you follow Mincha Shalarev Shabbos. You can't do anything. Okay? You can't do anything. It's both daven Mincha on Erev Shabbos. That's what it says in this particular case. All right. However, in Sif Aleph, he says, at the very beginning, he says, you're going to be Yechayev. There's always a din of aninus in almost every single case. Even a case of onus, the din of aninus exists. So the Sechem is a kasha, stira. In Sif Aleph, he says, in the case of an onus, you still have a status of aninus. In Sif Tes Zion, he says, Erev Shabbos is not. That's the answer, l'chora. Because Erev Shabbos is so close to Shabbos, it's included in the, what we call, Yom HaMashiach, the Osag B'Meisim. It's already that period of time is ushered in a little bit before Shabbos, actually, said before Shkia. Oh. What about, interesting Shaila, you know, you have to see this in the Orachayim, in Siman Ayin Aleph. What about davening Ma'ariv and saying Abdullah on Shabbos after Plaga Mincha? Yes, sir. Early Shabbos. No, I don't think so. The early Shabbos is always your free choice. Yeah, I think that's stressing it too much. Now, in what about an interesting thing about Motzei Shabbos, right? You have the opportunity to say Daven Ma'ariv. We all know, very often in the shuls in the city, you daven Mincha early on, and the Ma'ariv early on the Friday night. Yes, sir. You're stuck. Different story. But listen, what happens if you want to daven Ma'ariv? You know you're going to miss Ma'ariv tonight because you're an aninus. You're just, yes. That's true.
So can you stretch it out?
No. But we're talking about cut it short in a sense. You're going to daven Ma'ariv and make Abdullah. After Plaga Mincha, yeah? Wow, someone says that. I don't believe it for a second. So the Gevaldik is printed, and I forgot where it's printed. Once you're davening Ma'ariv, it's very nice here, and you can't daven Ma'ariv every second. So the answer is as follows. If you daven Ma'ariv on Shabbos afternoon after Plaga, which the Gemara says you're allowed to do, technically, not the Chachila, but the Evan. You're going to make Abdullah. Tell me, you're going to make a candle? You're going to make Abdullah before some brachas, chavav, some chavzayim. You can make the mazel before, you know, when it's still Shabbos. You're going to write a ner chavzala chas v'chalila. You can't cut Shabbos short. Chas v'sholah. Shabbos is Shabbos. Just that. You're going to daven Ma'ariv. All right, you're going to make Abdullah give you a break. All right? But not that it's not really Shabbos to you. So I thought that your kasha is not to do a kasha, but I did find it somewhere in print. Right, I don't remember the second where I saw it. Maybe I'll remind myself.
So,
yeah.
But if you were
doing Sphira
down
in
Mara before
today,
perhaps
Sphira
from the day before, you can't say it.
Who said? Those are not so pushing. This is a discussion. We're getting a little bit too far afield over here. A little too far afield. So the Stechemen is quoted, he did it himself. He did it himself. The Sechem writes, I was never Chananinus on a Shabbos, and I didn't want to miss Ma'ariv and Abdullah, so I did it. Didn't ask any questions. He was a rabbi. I asked myself, and he davened Ma'ariv and made Abdullah after Plaga Mincha. Finish. Oh, maybe this is where I found. Let's take a look in the Ber Heitev in Siman Ayin Aleph in Arachayim, Sif Katan Vos. Let's see if I can find it over here.
Hold on.
Oh, here we go. What does it say here? If ain't no mashik al askum, chayav gam le'ez erev. Until dark, it's still chayav to do the mitzvahs. So he said, well, let's say Krishma shall armist then. So the quote of some post can be a yosei. All right? Shvus Yaakov says, no. You still can't have a marav. Why? Why not? The kevah shirosu l'spal al arvus tzilas kol im kein chol u'etzlo. L'chal av aninus v'on epotem l'sabo. Your mecham is none less than a Shvus Yaakov. Very impressive. What is it about the bear heitei simon ayin alas is kondra? I just don't believe it. But you have a right to believe it. Shvus Yaakov said it. I want to gedolei hadar. Okay. I just find it too hard to believe. Okay. The Machta Shekel has the cash against this. I'm not sure who came first, but the Machta Shekel there in Simon Ayin Alas and Gimel says, what do you mean, Chalaninus? You can't do anything. I don't care, you Davin Malach, you may have dollar, you're paralyzed. You can't do anything. So, and the Kolbo and Avelus, oh, not the Kolbo, the Rishon, the Rabbi Greenwald from Columbus, Ohio, who wrote a say, the Kolbo and Avelus. The very popular thing, I have a copy here with me. It was one of the first firms. See, now we have an explosion of firms. But this is written, I think, in the 50s. No one was writing this firm. No one was reading this firm. So unless you write firm, no one was reading it. But you know, even then in the 50s, Avelus was popular. You know, somehow or other, everyone wanted these people with Michal Shabbos, they were Kutrell, but they took advantage of rabbi in order to write a paper on Hilchos Avelus. Apparently, he went through a few printings, even though no one was reading anything in those years. Before Art Scroll and everything else, and nobody read the Torah Revolution. And the Kolbon Avelus, page 131, because the Gera Eber, it's like this. But the Ikas Man Marv is by Lila. And just as we said before, if the Ikas, if you put in the Ikas Man, so it is Yenat Chayim and Tashlumen, which comes subsequent to the Ikas Man, so too, if you put in the Ikas Man, Yenat Chayim in the word Tashlumen is a bad word, in the, what's a better word for it? In the, I'm looking for a proper word for this. No, the early bird special. Oh, okay, that's that. And the early bird special. You want it to cop and David Meyer and make up it before it gets dark. No, there's no such chiyuv and you shouldn't do it. I have a kasha. You look partially in the Gemara Brachas, David Kamar of it, David Kamar of it. So since we have a right to follow Rabbi Yehuda Shita, it's not a tashlumin. Not a tashlumin. That's kasha. It's the Kobo's kasha. It's a good kasha. I don't know the answer, but the mice said we don't have a mind. We still don't make Abdullah, he says, because you see from the whole rush with the Maram, the Rabbi Yehuda, the Pupling, he's make Abdullah on Sunday. Just make Abdullah and Zagab in Chulamayla. What's the problem? Well, here, sadly, it's not so posh that Marv and Abdullah are the same. Because the Marv is clear. He could have Marv. Excuse me. Abdullah is clear, but Pashtun. He could have Abdullah after Shabbos is over. He's not borrowed that way. Rambam is not so clear, but the Tashas, where we hold Zika's man is certainly after Shabbat is over. You want to make an early bird special, take up the Bechina of Tashlum. When it comes to Ma'ariv, it's not only Shabbat, it's Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, it's a line at Flag, or it's a line at Shkia, so it's not so simple that you'd have a status of Tashlum. Not so simple. So the Ma'ariv, you have to say like this, that since we have a custom, Minik Val Yisrael, with the exception of Erev Shabbat, a couple of fancy balabatim in the summertime and some fancy shoes. But with those minor exceptions, the minik kal kal yisrael is not to follow Rabbi Yehuda. We don't have a mask after the ski. That's the minik kemat kal yisrael. And therefore, for us, you have to characterize plaga minik as an early bird special. It's not done with Shitir Rosa. The Lord says you have a perfect license to do it. Well, the mice is not done. Came there early. You look in the Pische Tshuv over here, and now it's Simon and Sifkotten. Yud Ches, he goes into some of the details. Look what he says over here. The last line on this Amud Aleph page. Look what he says. In Meis, Lo Meis, Balayla, Kodem Shispal of Tzilas Arvis, Ukfaragiyas Manatzilas Tarachin, Yispal Lamocha Bavok Rachar Kfura. Which means Tashlumin. The pashtus is yes, because once he's mechuyev b'davar, right? Don't mean the mashkot of the Shulchan Aruch, the mace, the Shabbat, turning the page now. It's called the Eshel Avram, who says, in lo igiyas, please look inside with me, in lo igiyas, makir as mincha, kodin shemes lo mace, but it's after the kfur at akar arvis, hella b'shuva, eno chayv l'spal arvis time. Why? So, hey, look at this lush. So, in chiyuv, chalalav, ella b'rega akman shal yom. So, this man, akodin l'zeh, ein bo chiyuv kolkach, ella b'yotek shemes balaba. Oz. Wow. 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 Kid is gone. He says in the next line, Chayav is Spal Shachar Shtayim in the original case. So Tfilas Arvis, Chal of Chiyav Mi Arvis Ezek HaChovim. So it's an interesting discussion. The basic Chiyav of Mincha is the last minute. The basic Chiyav of Arvis is the first minute. So before we get into that, what is the first minute? Ezek HaChovim. Or maybe you're going to adjust maybe the Shchiyav. But not Saga Mincha. Why not? That was tomorrow. The Tzeret is an early bird special. And when that, we don't take it too much into account. Now let's go back to the original thing. What kind of strange halacha is this? I think it's based upon a Gemara in Brachos, Mefurash Gemara, Chof Tesla Medrei. We all know about Vesikin. Everyone knows that Ika Chiyav Shabbos is Vesikin. What's Ika Chiyav Mincha? Who knows the end of that same Gemara? The Snare Reach is Dorim. You get the impression that Ika's my Mincha is the last minute. Should have the whole day sandwich. The Shabbos at sunrise. Imagine Shachris at sunrise, Mincha at sunset. Something like a poor special or something like that. Oh, wow. So, that's the Iker within. So, Abaya was liar to that, because if you're going to say, Shachris at sunrise, if you miss it, you'll do that later, no problem. Mincha at sunset, you miss it, guess what? You're out of luck. So we try not to be so close, although most shuls are pretty close evidence. But the Iker in principle, the Iker's man at the last minute, and that's how this Piske Shuva can be explained, perhaps. If that's the case, Rabbi Otai, what's the real quantity, what's the real point? If the real point is when? Is the end of the Shkiyah, that's the last moment of the day when your Ikas Man Chiyuv Mincha is, then with respect to Shachrit, what should be the critical point? Not what? What? No? What? What should be the critical? Nay, the Mishnah Berurah says no. The Mishnah Berurah says Allah Sa Shachar. Zimun Ayin Aleph, Sun Dal, Don Amar Makan. It's Alot HaShachar. Nunu, Alot HaShachar is what the Mishnah Berurah writes in Zimun Ayin Aleph, Sif Kun Dal. Why is that? The Tzeret that the Mishnah Berurah doesn't go with this quote unquote, Ika's Man. That's too fancy. It's Alot HaShachar is the key point. Okay? Alot HaShachar is the key point. Presumably, what he says. The same would be true with respect to Mincha and Ma'arav. The key point of Mincha, the main, the critical point of Mincha would not be Shkia, as the Piskei Teshuvah suggested, but rather should be, I guess, Mincha Gedolah. You could even argue maybe Chatos, if you want to get into the lungs of this. What exactly is the evidence? You always say Mincha after Chatos before the next half an hour. That's relevant to my last point, which before you start the new figure in Ksubis. One more point. Till when can the Onen daven Shach? Come back from the cemetery early morning. He just walked in. Looks at the clock. Oh, what time is it? So Mr. Brewer passes, you can daven until Chatzos. You can daven Shmoneh Esrei Shachrit until Chatzos. The Netziv says no. You can only daven Shachrit until 10 o'clock. On the average day, 6 to 6. It means Arba Shos. If you learn it, if you learn the Sefer Brachos, you know that the Ikar's Man is till 4 hours. And the rest is only that kind of a tashlumin. Lichora. And I'm coming in from Mazes. Look, I'm not going into it now. If you look at Mishnah Berurah, Simon Pei Tes, of Kodesh Vav, Mazes might be different. And also, Birchas Krishma, after the fourth hour. Many shtus of the Mekel. And the Shulchan Aruch, you're not allowed to do it. You're not allowed. Just look at Simon Nunches, and then there'll be all Lacha there. Oh. And there'll be another Nafkamina. Could a person daven Shachrit between, this catches now, between Chatzos and Mincha Gadol. If you learn that the Ikar's Man is until 12, that's the first half of the day, that's it, 12 is 12. If you learn that the Ikar's Man is until 10, and they gave you an opportunity to tashlum in the gap which exists between Shachrit and Mincha, then it's arguable that you can even daven Shachrit at 12:15. Not so posh, because could be going to be up to Mincha 12:15 for the end. But at least it's arguable. The one thing, the Chor, we don't understand at all, in Siman Ayin Aleph, Shif Cotton Bays, the Shari Chuvah, quotes from the Yor Rabbah, The person came back home from the kibbutz huffing and puffing. What time is it? It's 5 minutes after chatzos. 5 minutes after chatzos. The Yabba says, you can still daven shah. The chor has impossibility. It's the mother shah. If the yigas man is until chatzos, you can't daven at 12:05. If the yigas man is until 10 o'clock, you are part of the yigas manah. Now it is no chiyuv davening. The mother shah should be part of you can't daven after 12 o'clock. That's my kasha against Eli Rabba. Let's put all this aside. And, oh, there's one more thing before Kesubas. I forgot one thing. I'm sorry, I'm not over the debris. One thing I forgot. And that is the din of Shmira. Shin Mem Aleph Tivov. Just one line. I want to discuss it now because I don't know when we'll get to it otherwise. I'm a Shamir, it's Amaze, it's Pasa Mikriya Shema. So what does Mishamir mean? If you look in the Gemara and Baruch, it's quite clear what the Shema is all about. It's Mishamir Shmira from Achborim. Achborim, if someone dies, it's no longer that protection that the Kadosh Baruch gave to a live being that is not prey to the creditors. Someone dies, Khalil of Akash, is not attended to. The Achborim, the rats, can go after him. Okay? But for Shem Gemara, the Chokmah's Adam says, you know what Achborim really means? You know what I mean? What a rat. Like we have in American language, a rat. He's a rat. He's a rat? He's not a rat, he's a person. Well, he's a rat. A rat means a shade. A demon. Whoa. A day demon. 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 No. From Moshe, and Atshuva asked to see as a Gemara in Brachas of Yudchet, Machlokas Banazin and Rabbanon as a Sina, are you Choshim Lachborim or not Choshim Lachborim? Manav Kamina, because they both down at the same time in a different corner of the boat. Correct, Rav Moshe, what are you talking about? Such a strange thing. Two people. Just say you have to do Shmira, don't do the Shmira. So Rav Moshe's Mash Machidish Neira. You have to do Shmira because of the Ruchot Rav. You know, there are no Achborim. Except that with respect to the Shmir, which is Baruchas Ross, and the Achborim, you can be on the other side of the room. For Achborim has to be closer by. And that's Benazah. And we've been Azah, and it's the Chachamim, and therefore you have to do Shmir, even if there's no Achborim, so you die by Yosef and Nichna. Sounds like a kashrut business. Yosef is going in and out. Ramash is Tshuva. Ramash is Tshuva. Chelik Alat Yerodeh, and Reish Chav Hei. The Pashut is not that way. According to Benazah, you don't need Shmir at all. Why did he mention two in the other corner? Because the Rabbanan require one in this corner, one davening, and one watching. So he made it. Said, no, they can both be davening at the same time. I, as a Chachmas Adam, as a Kasha, as a Machlekes, when I say, Chachmas Adam, it's this. Are there Achbarim on the boat? Are there Achbarim on the boat? So the old Teretz, and the Machlekes in Messias, so I went to your grandfather when I first came to the Yeshiva, the Machlekes in Shiyuru. That means there's a 1% chance of Achbarim, and the Machlekes is, do you have to be chushes for it or not? Adka. Let's not turn to the Sugya and Ksubas. The verse that we start finally, this long way to Sugya and Ksubas. If someone gives me a Gemara Ksubas, I'll be able to read. It'll be helpful. It'll be helpful. Oh, the bigger the better. Okay, thank you. That's even better. That's newer. Look at this. Shmaka Gemara. Okay, Rabbi, so this is an important Sugya which is something worthwhile learning. I'm surprised that not more of you have learned it in the Yeshiva. It's the same as Sugya in the beginning of Ksubas. We'll discuss some of the important matters, not every single matter, but it's important both for the Lamaisa and it's also important for the Lumdus involved in this system. Okay, let's see those who have the Xeroxes, and I want to thank all of you for doing the various versions of the Xerox. I want everybody to have in front of him, if not the Gemara, at least the Rosh. So the Rosh gives you the most important stuff to talk about. I'm going to read from the Gemara first. If you have the Rosh, the rest are not the Gemara, the Rosh quotes the Gemara. What's more same as Sefer Ksubas on Av Gimel on the base towards the end? Kidatanya. I have said, Pito Ofri Vitisko Tavuach Vieno Mozuk, Vimeis Ovim Shokosno Ima Shokala, Machnis and Sameis Achedem, Sokos and Sakala Vachupa, Ubozi Las Mitzu Porish, the Noak Shivet Sime Amishte, the Chakak Noak Shivet Sime Avel, Kolos Nayonim, Uyoshne Bein Ha'anoshin, the Yeshena Bein Hanoshin. That's the Gemara. So a special dispensation, or a rather radical dispensation, I would add. No, you're doing it, phoning a Levaya, you're allowing Tashmish. Unbelievable. Unbelievable din. Rashi says in the very top, Rashi, Dalam and Out, Uporesh, Yikfu et Ameis Viyad, the cave on the Chala of Chasana. Some modern Lushan in Rashi. The cave on the Chala of Chasana. Haja the Gabeke Regel, Velo Asi, Avelus the Chala, the Noah Shimitin Amishta, Vigomer. That's what Rashi says. I asked him to see how God's Maimi. Anyone have a God's Maimi here? That's what I asked him today on the Rambam Shoftim. No, I can't read that. Oh, thank you very much. What did I say? Perek Dalet what? Gimel? Rav? Rav. Amen. Ooh. Why did I do this radical thing in permitted beer? The radical thing. Tells you they had no choice. If they wouldn't have permitted the beer, then the what they call quote unquote chasana, the status of regel, which a chassan enjoys, would not have taken effect. The chuppah alone is not enough. You have to allow the bia as well. Fine. Let me ask you a question. Other relatives, Rabotai, other relatives, except for the other shal chassan and ima shal kala, say, that's not such a big deal, not such a big hefted, so they didn't make any special dispensation. Correct? They didn't make any special dispensations. So what's going to be the din with respect to this beer? So the Rush talks about it in Simon Vov. Right, so everyone has to have a Rush, please. This is very important. The Rush you have to have. If you don't have, please look on with your friends. There's the first wide line. The Lashon Rav Alpes after the big break, I should say, after the Hagos Asher. Masa the Machnisa, the Mesa, Cheres, Chaskal, the Chupa, Bobin, the Torah, the Korbet, Mesa, the Nog, Shivis, the Avelus, the other relatives, the Hakak, Shivis, the Mishta. The Zikoma, the Nog, Shivis, the Mishta, the Reish, the Mashma, then Chiluk, then Hechad, the Kapseda, the Kapseda, and the Kapseda, the Nog, Shivis, the Mishta, the Reisha, because they had food stocked up for the whole week, and they had no refrigeration. The Hechad, the Kapseda, the Nog, Shivis, the Avelus, the Reisha. I will be Shneem, Boel, Bilas, Mitzvah, call them she cover a mace. The Loken, Abba, the Neymar, and the Lekam Seder, call it Mesa, but Oga Velusa, the Haka, Machlis, the Kal, the Chupa. Chema Tossi, Bishem, Baalacha, Bishem, Ritz Gay as well. The Bishak Krova, Machlis, the Mesa Chedem, and Chos Kal, the Chupa, who Boel, the Smith, the Porish, the Noah, Shim, the Avel, the Chak, the Mesh. The Lomit, the Tavik, Klau! The Rush makes no sense. The Ma, Toeles, Yesh, the Mehiris, the Chupa, the Yavazu, the Mace, the Aksiku by Velas and Chupa and Shivas and Mishter, below it Tiru Chupa Bia Lahone, and the Bahavish Yachosim Shokala, the Ganika Pseda, all of these Tiru Chupa Bia Lahone, Ula Hakni and Mishta by Velas, save Hepsin. Avashamakan, Avelas and Mishter, Gan Yachara Chupa, Shiku Koshmal Shimyam, the Sula Media, forget about it. Push the whole thing off. And they would take a cash. What's the answer to this cash? How come the Ritz Gayas allowed this terrible thing, the Tashmish, at this stage, for North? What's the answer? No. Better answer. Yeah?
No, it's not the
Kula. Oh, the Ritz Gayas, there's nothing wrong. We went in front of the Ramban, pointed this out. He couldn't believe it, but he quoted it. The Ramban, of course, the Ritz Gayas is saying, based on the Gemara, we'll get to the Gemara later, down the days, that there's nothing wrong with Tashmish in the time of Anim. What's wrong? The Tashmish does not apply. Tashmish needs to be available. There's no reason in the first place. That's the answer to this kasha. And where did Ritz Gayas get it from? There are both sides. Open to your Gemara, Dalet Amud Beis, if you have a Gemara. If not, you should rush within close to this Gemara. It's a very important question we're going to talk about at length tomorrow, probably, maybe a little bit today. What did the Gemara say over here? Towards the bottom of Dalet Amud Beis, So the din over there is a isa yichud for an avelus of a chosim and kala. Not generally, only in this particular case. Why? Normally there's no isa yichud by avelus. Why here? Because they were makers. My kula, the last few lines. You name it, the katani. Balls in the mitzvah porage. Hasta mishun to lo chala la avelusa. Until either the yatsun pesach beso, or you saw him a goel. By the way, I don't know what the Netziv is going to do with this Gemara. The Netziv claims that the whole Machlekes and Chavzayin and Imoikot and the Yosef Yitzhak Beso and the Sassan Magol is only the special case of Rabbi Gavliel with him to the Katok. The Netziv says. Here, it's a plain case. And moreover, here he's trying to push off the Avel. The Netziv is a bonus. He can make the Avel. We spoke about the Meshach Zavar already yesterday. I'm not sure what he's going to do with this Gemara. Don't know. In any event, this is what it says. So there was not considered to be a kula. So the rich gave them shot. You see in the Furushi Gemara, the fact that there's a beer taking place before the kula is not a kula whatsoever. Het the gummer. Het the gummer. That's the Pashas. The Ramban page Ayin Gimel quoted. And the Rosh Kasha, what's the purpose? You don't need a purpose. The Ramban says, no. What the Ramban says, there is a kula over here. But as we saw yesterday, it's a kula in Aninus, and it's not a kula in Avelus. We spent a lot of time on this. And Aninus is more cow. We said not more cow necessarily in for Tamid HaChorim, but more cow Be'ene HaAdam, so they measure one has all these terms, only some of these terms, etc. Okay, fine. So both have everything straight, clear. Now we start a case that is not found in the shop. Yeah?
I'm sorry?
The Rif, I can't answer that question. The Rif never really said it. It's an inference in the Rif. You can always either one of two things. Either you say, hold it, there was chaos, or deny the inference. I'm not sure which way you want to go. But both sides. Everything we said until now is if never a person died, a relative died before the chuppah. Right? So if it's his father or mother, we have one set of rules. If it's a different relative, we have a different set of rules. What happens in the following case? We know what to happen. Hashem, you're after us. We know what to happen. They have a chuppah, and the chuppah takes place. Boom. At the wedding, a relative dies. Nebuch of the chasm of the cow. Right there. That he was dancing so much, had a heart attack, whatever. Die, finished. Now what? What's the halacha? Not found in the Gemara. So I asked you to see a very important discussion in the Nekuda Taketz. Written by the Shachir and Simon Shin Men Beis. He's been simmered about these matters. He quotes a very important machlokas over here on this very Nekuda. I was going to say this very Nekuda. All right. The Nekuda Taketz is a machlokas in this very point. Yep. Let's take a look inside. I'm going to open up your Shulchan Aruch. Please, open up. Open up, please. Open up. Because of Avena Yeruchim, the Imkonas Kfar below Baal Adayin, who made Rachman al Islam, the also Yom Achan Isuin, Shabir Kfar, made Tekan de Krove. Oh, maybe it's Rasaloma. Excuse me. But also, Yom Achar Nitzulin Shabirchuk Far means Echad Mikrove Achasin Lo Avis. Yesh Mefarshim Shakosvu Shenoa Gimei Amishte Vachakak Zayin Yimei Avelus Kimo Shemes Lemes Beregel Gimei Achar Shabirch Birchuk Nitzulin Kvar Cholol Av Yimei Amishte. See, ah, Papi, look, it's beautiful over here. Look what he says. You're not looking inside. Everyone open up, look inside. See, ah, Papi, Dik Shemes Aviv Amina. The ball did a smith of a chule. The nearest local of Am Simcha, Ashi Yivol, right? The first Rashi, that goes Maimini. No. Shani Hassam. The Chalo Avelus Kodem Anisuin. The person died before the chuppah. Rashi Hakol Mukhan. Velo Alima Hai Simcha Lechaiva Zayin Mea Mishtem, Ashi Yivol. Well, the Sikhon Ball Kodem Shiachulu Lav Zayin Mea Mishtem. Kodem is in order to. Abel Khan, Shekvar Nosa, Kvar, Shekvar Nosa, Kvar Chala Simcha Lav Velo Bila. Well, the Sikhon Ein Ball Ashi Yavu Zayin Mea Mishtem Zayin Mea Velos. Okay, custom of the Regeus. Rav David Koyen B'tshuva. Radach. Rav David Koyen. You loved it? The Valdigal loved it over here, Radach. When do we say you require a via? When you're starting, when the Misa to play, so you have to overcome the head start of the Misa to the trigger of Elis. To overcome that, what do you require? A chuppah and a via. But if on the contrary, if you had the head start, the chuppah came first. Chuppah came first, the chuppah wins. And therefore, there's no need to have any via. So then, in fact, you're not allowed to do the via. If it's gas, I don't think we're saying how to do the beer, because he holds even Stavronik can do beer. But in general principles, what he says like the Radach. Avala Rosh Kosta Vahor, what is there? Halacha Lemaisa. Sheyino Gavelus Tchila. The Lochala Olav Simcha Sheyivo. Me'acha Sheyino Ovim Shomeit Elashah Krovin. Adkan Lashana Ben Yeruch. At the Rosh. The Rosh says no. The Rosh says makes no difference what came first. Whether the chuppah came before the mitzvah, the mitzvah came before the chuppah, it's irrelevant. The only way to get a regal started is a combination of what and what? Chuppah and beer. So Al-Gamar requires it in a case where the mitzvah came first. It would be equally required in a case where the chuppah came first. And in a case where it's not other, you can't do it. You can't do it. You're stuck with Shiva Simei Avelis first, then Shiva Simei Amishta, and everything is postponed until later. It's all right, the Rosh. No, what's Takap Shah in the Radach? Isn't the Rosh right? What's the Lumdus of the Radach? What's his Lumdus? No. Abbasah, what's his Lumdus? This is not my own. Don't forget, this is Tzubis. This is prime Rosh Hashiva territory. So the standard raid, if you will, of the Rosh Hashivas in explaining this is as follows. That it may be so that the formal Avelis begins only at the moment of the Kvura. But the Mechayev, the Yeshiva Shalom, the Mechayev of the Avelis is a Mitzvah. So if the person died before the chuppah, this is the Shivish lingo, be'etzem, it's lashon, be'etzem is already the beginning of Avelis. And the gavra, here we go, is called an avel. These are all the right terms. The gavra is called an avel. Even though lemaisa, nothing happens until the kvura, nonetheless, you need a chuppah and a beer to knock out the need to actually fulfill the specific halachas of Avelis. But the chuppah came before the misa, so not the chuppah to knock it off. It looks like this. Chuppah is a chassan. Chuppah. It makes it into a regular, knocks off Avelis, poshut. But it's only in this unique case where the Avelis has somehow begun already. Perhaps not in its full-blown manifestation, but the Mechayev is there, the misa is there, the gavra is there, whatever you want to call it. Then you need a double whammy to knock it off. A chuppah and a beer. But if the chuppah got in first, it's enough to forestall any possibility of Avelis. This is the shita of the Radach. So I want to say the following chiddush about Rabotai. This shita of the Radach makes sense according to the Ramban. What did Ramban say? That Lemaisa, in principle, the din of Avelis should start in the Misa, except Iskia Meis Nifsodim. Even according to the Ramban, you can argue that, you know, it's a two-stage process, right? Litame or litame, the way we said it. Well, you have the Rabbi Kivegas chart, but it's also the mitzvah. But really, in principle, the whole system begins from the moment of the mitzvah. But the Rosh in Moriah's Cotton that we saw says what? We said it, we spoke about it so many times. Aninus l'chod v'avelus l'chod. Ostem b'zeh. There's no connection whatsoever of both sides between one and the other. The Rosh was Shitasa Rabotai. The Rosh quoted by Rav Eni Ruch, quoted by the Zakudas HaKesef, is Lishitasa. He holds that nothing starts with the Misa. Nothing. Nothing starts with the Misa whatsoever. There's no difference. There's no smart to distinguish between if the relative died before the Chuppah or died after the Chuppah. It's all a question of what the Kvura. The Kvura. So just like an Aleph Sugya, you require, when he died before the Chuppah, you require chuppah and beer to knock out Avelis. So too, in the case where the relative died after the chuppah, you also require chuppah and beer to knock off the Avelis. And when you can't do the beer because it's a different relative, so then you can't knock off the Avelis. The Avelis sets in. So the Rosh is the Shita. So, and the Radach is going with the Shita of the Ramban and the Rambam, for presuming the whole of Avelis is d'oraisa. Mitzvah tomorrow, we will conclude the Sugya in Ksubis. And we'll begin the next part of the Ma'amar Kumbus to talk about the Easter of Kibbutz for an Avelin for the 9 days.
So what is the